Back now with Day to Day. In the weeks since a massive earthquake hit China's Sichuan province, there have been countless tales of heroism and of survival. Artist Coco Wong has been collecting these stories and turning them into English-language comic strips. You can see them at our website, npr.org/daytoday. Reporter Jamila Trindle sat down with Wong in a Beijing restaurant.
It happened really fast. I started drawing the second day I got home.
Coco Wong was in London finishing a semester of graduate school when she got a text message from her mother in Beijing about the earthquake. Then she got back to China and it was everywhere.
Not just TV programs, the websites, newspapers, magazines. Suddenly, just at the same time, everything together and filled. Everywhere I look is all earthquake, earthquake.
Her first instinct was to go to the disaster area.
I just wanted to cry, really. It's just, especially on the first day I watched those programs, I was already, just crying whole day and I wanted to go there.
But by that point, the government was urging anyone who wasn't trained to stay away.
So maybe I do something else. But I really need to let all these emotions out because I felt so depressing at the beginning that I could not do anything, I felt. But as soon as I started drawing, I felt much better that I can express my emotions by drawing these comics.
These comics are short and simple, yet vivid in black, white, and red. They retell stories from the earthquake aftermath.
The first one that I heard that made me want to draw was the mother and baby one that they found her in a ruin that she was crouching and kneeling on the ground and hands on the ground, and this baby was under her stomach and wrapped in a blanket.
A dead mother protecting her baby. She was cold and stiff, kneeling, hands on the ground. She looked like a divine worshipper of the ancient age. The baby was totally unharmed, sleeping in heavenly peace.
And in the blanket was a mobile phone with this message.
My dear sweet child, if you can survive, always remember that I love you.
I heard this story not through newspaper or TV. I heard it from a friend. And I was completely just speechless, just didn't know what to say. And we were having dinner that day, and I said, can you just hold it? I just need to draw something right now to get some ideas down. That one was very, very strong to me when I first heard it, and that was the first one that made me want to draw the whole thing.
Eventually, she got to Chengdu, on the edge of the quake zone. She spoke with students and teachers who walked out of their mountain town near the epicenter.
I talked to the survivors there, and the teacher said in many schools in those areas, almost every dead teacher had children in their arms. And the students, that they were helping each other as well. And the boys, they let the girls run first. And the teacher, they were holding the door to let the students escape until the last one gone. But the teacher was knocked dead by a fallen pillar. It was just very miserable.
Wong sent some of her strips back to friends in England who passed them around. And she was surprised by some of their responses.
They said, we did not expect this kind of emotions from Chinese people, from Chinese society. So I was quite shocked. So I started to realize how little foreigners knew about Chinese people. So I thought it's very important to let them see more the inside of us.
Wong plans to go back to the disaster area in a few weeks and continue to tell these stories with the hope of eventually compiling them into a book.
This is one of the reasons I'm making these stories, that I want people to remember these people, that the people who died, the people who helped other people, and it's a way to remember them.
For NPR News, I'm Jamila Trindle in Beijing.